Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Restaurant and Bakeries. There we go. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Another big win for the Milwaukee Bucks. Where do you start with this team? The superlatives, I'm tapped. Great, excellent, fantastic, amazing. We just did that show. Wonderful, stupendous, unbelievable. We've already done that show. This team is good, man.
Well, last night it looked to be one of those games that it might become a fourth quarter game. A five-point game in at halftime, and it looked like the it was not going to be any greater than that. It looked like to be a close game. The Bucks got off to a quick start, and then Memphis made a little run, and I thought, okay, we're gonna have a fourth quarter game here. We'll see what happens. And then that 19-0 run that the Bucks went on in the third quarter, and that was that. And it was all academic after that. They carried an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter. And, there's not too much more you could say. Just keep the thing going, man. Just keep the thing going. And I'm telling you, I'm loving it. I'll keep taking these blowout wins one night after another and enjoying them.
You're not bored?
No. See, I think if you become bored, you become bored with winning. No. I don't want – who wants the drama? Just blow them
sports
out.
Sports fans?
No.
Always? That's why we watch it?
I think fans would prefer a blowout than over having a close game and sitting on the end of your seat. No. I mean, no. Give me an easy win. The coaches will take an easy win. The organization will take an easy win. The players. And I'll take a win like that every day.
I mean, I will too. It's just that this is going... There's not a lot going on until the playoffs. Now, there is going to be some jacking for position, and we can kind of scoreboard watch the Raptors and the Celtics. And
well, yeah, that's what it is. This is it.
But the Bucks were coming off a back-to-back. They were struggling. The Grizzlies were trying to ugly up this game. And now at the flip of a switch, almost Warriors-like, they went on a 16-0 run in the third quarter, led by Eric Bledsoe, 19-0 run.
Well,
and DJ Wilson.
Tell me you're not a spoiled Bucks fan, because I don't think that's happened yet. You know how we talk about Packers fans being spoiled, or even Golden State fans. I don't know if they shouldn't be spoiled. This is great, man. This is great. 32-12, man. This is awesome. Blowing every team out. This is what we've been hoping for all these years. And finally, it's arrived. Finally, a great team is here. I love it. Bring it on.
Right, and these great teams, the regular season is boring until you get to the playoffs.
But you know what, though? That third quarter, you tell me that wasn't exciting? Them going on that 19-0 run and playing good basketball? There's nothing boring about good basketball to me. And that was great. The way they pulled that one out, pulled away in the third quarter, that's exciting to me.
No, I agree. It was very exciting. It's exciting to see Eric Bledsoe play like this. It's exciting to see DJ Wilson play like this.
What's boring in sports is to see Marquette take down Prairie View A&M by 50 night in, night out in December. That can get boring. But in the NBA, when one pro team is demolishing another pro team like this, and it's our team, man, that's great.
I'm ready for the playoffs. It's going to be three more months of this. This is fun. Yeah, big third quarter from DJ Wilson. This is fun. But they need to get just make it to the playoffs already. I don't want three more months of beating up on the Magic and the Hawks.
Okay. Well, I mean,
this team is ready.
I don't know what to tell you. You just keep it going, man. Just keep it and get that home court advantage. Just keep this high level and keep on getting better. Keep on getting better, and we'll see if they, you know, another thing too, if they make more additions to this team. But DJ Wilson, keep getting better. You know, these guys are just continue to gel and kind of aim and peak for the playoffs. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm watching these guys every night, and I'm loving it. Yeah. Can't wait.
It's exciting. It is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to belittle that or be a stuck-up Bucks fan in any way. I'm just.
Well, it sounds like you're bored with it.
I'm ready for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 3 months of us coming on here every day saying, oh, another 40-point win. Okay, what else, Bucks fans? What's got your mind, Bucks fans?
Yeah, but you sound like you're pissed off about it. You would rather have the Jason Kidd drama that we dealt with a year ago and all that. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for something to talk about on the radio for 3 months. We got nothing with this team. They're too good. Oh, DJ Wilson was great. Yeah, well, we did that.
Well,
Eric Bledsoe. Wow. Yep, we've done that.
Hey, but you know what? People are excited about the team. Because they're 32-12 and they're winning, and people are actually caring about the team and watching the team play, and that's good. I don't need the drama. I love it. Every night I'm looking forward. I get there. I'm watching the beginning of the game, and I'm enjoying it. You know, I tell you, the first half of games I don't enjoy watching, but I've been kind of tuned in right from the very beginning these days.
Jay Torrey says, Bart, you're nuts. This is amazing to watch. We've sucked for so many years.
Yeah.
Enjoy the regular season. Stop rushing things. Well, okay, so there's the Bucks fear in me is that we're going to have this great regular season and then it's going to be all for nothing. Actually, I don't even fear that. The Bucks are going to the finals. I want it to be the playoffs.
So you're fearful?
What I'd like to do is start the show over since I fear like this whole take of mine is going to get misconstrued. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to start.
Well,
I'd like to go back in time.
I'm trying to figure it out because
and start the show over.
You're happy that they're winning, but you want closer games, but you just want to get to April. You're fearful they're going to blow up in the playoffs, but then you think they're going to go to the NBA Finals. You could start again.
All right, I'm going to read what Thomas tweets in.
Okay.
It's a good tweet. He says, "I agree with Bart. The regular season is starting to feel like baseball spring training. I watch. But I want it to mean something." So then, okay, if it doesn't mean something, you can go, well, let's look at the NBA standings. All right.
Well, then this is an NBA fault then.
So the Bucks are atop the league with the Raptors, and the Bucks have the better winning percentage, so I guess they're the one seed, and the Raptors are even with them, and the Pacers are 2.5 back, and the Sixers are 3.5 back. So you think, oh, well, you got to get that one seed. Let's keep playing for the one seed. And that's fun, but how much are they playing the Raptors, Pacers, Sixers? I want to see them play those teams and beat those teams. I know what it's like when the Bucks play the Bulls, Cavs, Knicks, Kings, Mavericks, Grizzlies. I know what those games are going to be.
Bart, we've gone through a half a season of the Bucks, and I feel like you're bored with winning already.
Well, maybe I am.
I think you're bored with winning, man. This is...
Hey, I want it to be the playoffs. They're in the playoffs.
You know what? It
so
was
let's
great.
Get there.
You know what was great? That they went out there and demolished Memphis when how many times have they gone down? They had lost 10 straight years in Memphis. And they couldn't beat Miami in the last 2 years. And they knocked down both of those statues this week.
Yeah, and that's both of those things are great. Yeah. And they're 5-0 now in revenge games. And they're winning those games by an average of 22
now,
points.
I can say, first of all, winning never gets old. But I would guess... you would hate to be like a Duke fan or even a Golden State fan. I mean, if you lived and watched Golden State every night, you'd probably get bored of the regular season at this point because they've been winning for the last, 5 or 6 years?
Well, Golden State, it's been, I mean, just get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then for them, it's just get to the conference finals.
Sure. But
because they know they're going to plow through that.
But for the Bucks, this is the first, we haven't even been through a season. This is like a half a year of experiencing this. And so this is all kind of new to us once again, especially to... You know, maybe Bucks fans in their 30s who haven't experienced a lot of winning. This should be great for them. You know, those guys who go out to the who've been, you know, at the Bradley Center all those other years and going through bad basketball and, you know, calling this show and frustrated with the team. Well, here you go. Now you got a team that's not only winning, but just destroying teams.
I feel like my presentation of what I'm trying to say is poor, and I'm coming off on the wrong foot. I am not belittling the fact how good they are. I've been telling you how good they are for a long time. I know this team is good. I love this team. I love DJ Wilson. I love the bench. I love Giannis. I love Bud. But I think we know what this and they do need these 3 months to continue to work out whatever kinks they may have and to make sure that they are in top form for the playoffs. Okay. But as a fan, I am ready for these games to be edge of the seat. I am ready for a 7-game series. I am ready for a back and forth. I'm ready to not know much about a Terry Rozier and then all of a sudden he's the guy I hate the most in sports. I'm ready for something. I am ready for that now.
Okay, maybe this is a NBA problem where the season is too long and the whole structure of the NBA is wrong, where you're basically playing for one more home game. Maybe this is an NBA problem. This is, this isn't new. Other teams have experienced it, but maybe we're firsthand now that we're learning, you know, we're living this. Maybe this is an NBA problem of, the way things are structured. Now, if the Brewers, let's say the Brewers get off to another great start, which they have the last 2 years, and they're in contention, would you feel the same way that way about the Brewers? Just get to the postseason.
Probably. The boat says, quit bitching, Bart. Enjoy it, because what if they were losing yet playing with excitement? I'm not sure what that means. I'm not bitching.
So you're angry.
I'm not angry. I know it sounds that way. I'm ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm ready for the playoffs. Is that a bad? Is that a crime? Is that a sin? I'm ready for the playoffs.
But we got a whole half a season left. Then again, this is an NBA problem. If there are people like you who are bored and they're just, God, 40 more games left of the season, let's just get to the postseason. Again, it's probably an issue with the sport itself that maybe it's too long, or maybe the playoff structure is wrong where there should be more rewards for better. There should be more of a reward then, maybe, for than just getting the best record and then having an extra home game throughout the playoffs.
Let's see. Scott says, Bart, you just want drama for talk radio. Enjoy the ride. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe I'm tired of getting yelled at by Bucks fans that say we're not talking about the team enough, even though we are. Maybe that's part of it. Because there's only so many ways you can say there's only so many ways you can say that was fun last night. There's only so many ways to do that.
As of last night,
Scott, maybe you're right.
I mean, you look at the notifications on Twitter. I made the sin of looking for one last night, and the guy goes. I made a take about Manny Machado. Guy called me high, and I'm saying, really, this is the way you come at me? And I'm like, you know, if a guy's going to be a piece of garbage like that, that's exactly why I don't like looking at notifications.
Yeah, we can talk about that at some point. I think you overreacted.
Overreacted.
Yeah.
No, I just get tired of seeing it. I just get tired of seeing that stuff. I do. If we talk to each other on the air, like people come after you or me on Twitter or just call us names, God, we'd be stepping in the hallway and killing each other every day. It's just it's ridiculous. You can't have a sports conversation on Twitter. You can't go back and forth without names. I mean, you know it. I know it. It's just. Yeah, I just get tired of seeing it. And that goes with everybody.
Pete says, shocker alert, Bart's presentation is off. Okay. Just enjoy the Bucks ride. Don't act like you've been here before with the Bucks. Let's go to Eric in Tosa, 799-1250. What's up, Eric?
Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. First time caller.
Eric.
Hey.
Already?
Hey. First time caller.
Never like it's 6:15 in the morning.
It feels like the first time.
Hey, Eric, don't be a foreigner to the show.
Bart, reason you're like this, man, is because you're a Golden State fan. You've done this. We have not done this. This is a team that we haven't seen do this. You're used to it. You want them to move on. You've seen it, Bart. This, let us have this. I want them to blow out every team. Blow them out. I enjoy the hell out of it. Love it. That's all I got to say.
I like it.
Good morning.
Okay. Yep.
Keep it going.
It feels like the first time.
Keep the winning going, man.
Like the very first time.
And who knows if they're going to keep on blowing out team after team after team. That's the way it's looking right now. But you know, are they going to sustain that for another 40 games? Are they going to hold off Toronto, Indy, Philadelphia, Boston, who blew a lead and then ended up beating Toronto last night? Still a lot to play for in the Eastern Conference.
I guess if we're looking at, I can try to get more into like, oh, are they going to get the one seed or are they going to get the two? But it doesn't matter to me. J.R. Radcliffe put out a good tweet last night. Who in this Eastern Conference is going to beat this team four chances out of seven? I don't think there's any team in the East that's gonna. I don't care who the Bucks play in the playoffs.
Well, that's what we have to wait for. I mean, we'll see if any of these other teams get better. I mean, teams get better or worse as the season goes along.
Sure, the Celtics looked good last night. The Raptors have been good. The Sixers are playing better.
We'll see who gets better. We'll see if any of these other teams get better, and maybe some of these other teams get better by the postseason. But right now, it's looking the Bucks, who've beaten Toronto 2-3. The Bucks would be the favorites, I think, to go to the NBA Finals. But you still got to play it out and see what happens.
Ryan says, quite the way to start the day. Start off talking Bucks, and you seem annoyed that you are. Ryan, that is not true. That is not true! Can't figure out what to do about this team. How about a preview of the game? DJ Wilson having a career game? Yeah, we did that already. How they compare to the Warriors? They don't. Let's go to Tim in Fredonia. 799-1250. What's up?
Hey, Tim.
Gentlemen. Am I underwater or not?
Maybe.
Sound like you're on a boat.
Yeah.
But you're good.
Maybe your head, your forehead.
I do have a cold. I do have a cold, so maybe that. But hopefully the phone sounds good. You know, Bart, sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. We've been the nail for 20 years here. I mean, I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago wearing Giannis t-shirts. Everybody loved the Bucks, dude. I'm sitting at the tables, and I'm telling you, they follow Giannis. They follow the Bucks. They're glad the Bucks are doing well and blowing everybody out. And I understand what you're trying to get at. You're delivering. Yeah, it's boring. You just want to get to the playoffs and see what this team can do in a seven-game series. And when it's just, I get that part. But we got to enjoy the ride when we have it, because we've been getting our asses kicked and handed to us for 20 years here. I mean, Chuck and I remember when the Bucks used to win 60 games in the 80s, Chuck, with Bob Lanier and Mickey Johnson and Sidney Moncrief. Them days have long been past. And if we can get a team in the next few years that can do that perennially, that would be great. And, Bart, one more question. I heard you're doing some guest PA announcing next week or something.
West Dallas Hale on Tuesday.
How'd you get that gig, dude? I've been doing it for 18 years. I got 800 games under my belt. They bring Bart Winkler in to do this. You want some tips or what? What's going on with that?
Yeah, give me one tip.
Less is more.
All right. Thank you.
One tip. So.
You know what? You know, less is more is great for many things in life. Many things in life, less is more. Just remember that one. That's my tip for the day.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. We'll take a break. I'm going to take just 3 seconds to maybe we'll walk in the hallway, get a cup of coffee or something, and then I'm going to say exactly what I said, but in a more friendly way so that everybody's cool with me, okay? That's what I'll do. I'll say exactly what I was trying to say.
So you sound a little angry today.
I'll just say it in a more friendly way. That's what I'll do.
I'll take a break because I'll add to it here.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Don't go anywhere, my friends. Friendly Bart's right around the corner here on the Fan.
Go. Start off the other bus. The second bus.
Get up that bus. Fire up that second bus. Marcus Johnson, Fox Sports Wisconsin, on the call. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. All right. I brought Cody Grant onto a microphone, our producer.
Hey, Rhodes.
What's going on, Freems?
Cody's going to be, you know, I don't know if you ever saw Key and Peele. You ever watch that show, Chuck?
No.
It was on Comedy Central.
No.
Where one of the guys was Obama, and then the other guy was his anger translator. But I'm going to do the opposite of that. So I'm the one that sounds angry. So Cody's going to be my nice guy translator.
Okay.
So what I say, Cody will then translate what I'm trying to say in a more friendly way.
So you figure you understand this, Rhodes?
Yeah, I think I've been around Bart long enough to, I know what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. He's just too angry to say it nicely.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Okay. Oh, man, this Bucks game. I'm so, another blowout. I'm so tired of watching these kind of games.
The Bucks are so good, they're boring to watch against bad teams.
I just want it to be the playoffs. Why do we got to slog through 3 months of the same Nets and Grizzlies and Heat? I'm so annoyed.
I want Bucks versus Raptors, Bucks versus Celtics, Bucks versus Sixers for a 7-game series every single night.
I did this whole drama thing. There's nothing to talk about with this team. I can only say the Bucks are great so many different ways.
I'm having a hard time prepping for radio shows every single morning because they keep blowing teams out.
That's pretty good. Okay, that, you know, that's pretty good.
Good work, Rhodes. Yeah, but what I say, just keep it coming, man. Keep on winning games. Just remember where we were a year ago and many other years before that. But again, I think this is like an NBA problem where, you know, you could, I mean, Rhodes, well, I don't know if Rhodes was too young to remember the Bulls teams of the, you know, the 90s when they were just, you know, it would be the same thing. It'd be like when they get the 60 or 70 wins and get to the postseason. And in many cases it was with the Bulls, just get to the Eastern Conference Finals. It would be just get to the conference finals and go from there. And that was, you know, that's how the Bulls were for most of the 90s.
You know, in the 90s, too, and Michael Jordan would point this out when they started winning. You know, they won their first championship in 1991. It got to a point where they would start a game off, and it didn't matter how they started off the game. They always knew they were going to come back and win. And I was watching that Bucks game last night, and it was 60-59. And I was sitting there with my girlfriend, and she said, man, this is a really close game. Is Memphis any good? I said, no, they're not that good. The Bucks will blow them out. Then they go on a 17-0 run. They just, you know, flick that switch, and they're off and running. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they may feel like Bart, too. Like, they want to get to the postseason. They're kind of bored right now, and they're facing these teams like the Nets, the Grizzlies, you know, the Hawks, and they just want to coast through it. And then they can show how good they are, though. But I think they're kind of getting to the point where, man, I just want to get to the playoffs.
Well, I think that's where Bud has got to come in here, the head coach, and make sure these guys don't get bored with anything. You know, and get other players involved. I mean, this is what the Bucks are doing right now, not only winning, but blowing teams out, man. That's another thing. You know, winning games, if you're going out there and grind, like the Brewers, you know, I felt like every game was a grinder throughout the season with those guys, especially in August and September. Always these one-run games. But with the Bucks, it's not grinders. It's blowout wins, especially at home, man. They're winning these games by 20-plus points at home. And last night to go on the road and do what they do in the, you know, in the NBA, it's tough to have a double-digit win. But they're continuing to do those kind of things. It's just a different ground for these guys.
Chris tweets in at 105.7 FM, the fan, surprise, surprise, Bart is whining like a little bitch. Here's a solution to your problem. Get off the radio until the playoffs. I have no intention of making this a thing, and I feel like we've already gone too far past the appropriate line. But let me tell you, let me play a little pity party for myself for how, and this is not a joke at all. This is how I feel. This is 100% how I feel. I'm tired of being yelled at about the Bucks. Okay? So last year, when the Bucks are struggling in February and March, mm-hmm. I'm saying, guys, this team, they're good. They can do it in the playoffs. I know they can. Well, they're just going to turn it on? Yes. Yes, they will have a great series, and I think they're going to win a first-round playoff series. I think they will. I feel confident in the Bucks. What makes you say that, Bart? This team is terrible. I know. I don't think so. I think this team is good. They've got Giannis. They've got good pieces. They get to the playoff series. They do lose in 7. Very competitive. But I got yelled at a lot.
But, I mean, yelled at from people
Bucks
on
fans.
Twitter. Yeah, but, I mean,
but not right once. Now, Twitter callers.
Who okay. You and I do a show for 4 hours together. Not once have I ever yelled at you. Now we had a disagreement about the Bucks winning that series. We had a bet on that. I thought, you know, the Celtics would win, but never have I.
You didn't yell at me as if a Twitter egg was yelling at me, but we did have contentious arguments about that very topic.
About how good the Bucks were,
right?
But they, you know, they weren't a very good team. They got into the playoffs last year, but this, there's no argument for me now. They are a great team. This is a great team.
Okay, so then let me go back to my pity party. In December and November, when they lost to the Suns, or they had that little stretch where they were like 500 mm-hmm. over 10 games, I was saying, guys, they're good. Don't worry about this. Mm-hmm. They will be fine. Oh, Bart, you're such an idiot. Maybe Bud's the wrong guy.
Okay.
You know, so I'm getting that. And then what happened? Now here we are. Now they're good. So what are they, 32-12? Is that their record right now, 32-12? Okay. So now I'm saying, man, I just want it to be the playoffs. Oh, geez, enjoy every ride. Make this last as long as possible.
Well,
you got to watch. You got to, like, every game matters. It doesn't.
Well, now this is where you got me. Now, I agreed with you back in back then when you said people were overreacting with the Phoenix loss and all that. And that's, you know, again, that's the whole Twitter thing. I didn't get too upset about that. In fact, I was in Phoenix when that happened, when the Bucks lost to them on a Friday night here. And, you know, I didn't. But, I mean, right now, this is where you and I are on the opposite ends. I'm enjoying this. I'm loving this. I want to continue to keep on getting better and winning games. And it looks great when you flip open the standings and see the Bucks at 32-12. I mean, it's almost frameable to put that. It's like, God, I can't stop looking at that standings. 32-12, tops in the Eastern Conference, a 20-4 home record. That's wonderful. That's like a beautiful picture.
All right, let's take this 30 minutes.
Picture of a woman in a bikini.
And let's put it in a box, and let's bury it.
It's beautiful to look at. And Would you agree?
This is beautiful. It's beautiful to look at them being the number one team in the East.
It's like when the Brewers, finishing the season in first place. You almost want to frame that and put it on your wall. It's like, God, that looks beautiful.
It's beautiful to watch DJ Wilson emerge after everyone gave up on him.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to watch this team to come together and play like this. It's stunning. I'm with you. It's beautiful. So what my promise to you guys, I will put my right hand up and I will do the oath of office for the Bucks. I, Bart Winkler, do solemnly swear that I will no longer talk about how the regular season is boring and will to the best of my ability break down, enjoy, and appreciate the rest of the regular season.
Because you're going to kill us. If every blowout win, I'm going to like dread that they're going to have a blowout victory because we'll be back the next morning doing this again.
So I'm done. I will never say the regular season is boring again. I will never say it again.
Okay, but here's the deal.
We will move on.
Back to what I said before, maybe this is an NBA problem. And we're experiencing it firsthand where, you know, the season is too long. Maybe they need to play less games and make more of these games meaningful.
I don't know if I agree.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe to make more of these games important, maybe that's what needs to happen. Or if you get a top two seed like it used to be, if you had a top two seed, you had a first round bye in the playoffs. Maybe there should be a bigger reward for having a number one or a number two seed.
Yeah, because what you're fighting for is, and that's another thing that I said. I mean, I don't even care if the Bucks are the eighth seed right now.
Well, see, but then that's
because no matter who they play in the playoffs, I don't care who they play in the playoffs. I think they're going to go to the finals.
Like in the NFL, if you have the two top records in the conferences, you get that first round playoff. You don't play in wild card round. Two victories get you into the Super Bowl.
And home court advantage is 4-3. It's not like it's 5-2. It's not a huge difference. In the NFL, you're playing a game. Like, the home field advantage for the Chiefs this weekend is huge.
So maybe
against New England, but if the Bucks are to get a home seed over the Raptors, it's one game.
So maybe they need to go back to having the top two seeds getting home court advantage. Now they're going to look at, hey, we don't have that extra revenue from a first-round playoff series of those teams. Well, But what you do have is more excitement and people more into games then who are fighting for the top two seeds because they want that first round bye just like the NFL.
Bick Mitchum tweets, promises from Bart. I give it a week. I am going to break my promise when we talk to Matt Velasquez at 7 because I do want to get his thoughts on what I just said. And then I promise I won't talk about being bored anymore. Okay? Deal? Frames?
So you're going to go on a little rant with Velasquez at 7?
I'm just going to ask him for his opinion on how I'm feeling.
Okay.
then I won't talk about being bored anymore.
Know, if that's the way you feel about being bored, I mean, there's nothing anybody can do about it. That's just the way you feel. But I'm just trying to tell you, enjoy the ride.
I'm ready for the playoffs, is what I'm saying, on January 17th.
Well, I'm just like watching these guys, like Saturday night. They're playing Orlando. Yeah, Orlando will probably win the game, but still, I love watching good basketball. And finally, we got good basketball here in Milwaukee.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. More on the box, 799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
And I think coming on the road in a back-to-back against a team that plays really hard, to have a third quarter like we did, Eric Bledsoe was phenomenal. You know, really changed the game with, I think it was like a 7-0 run, maybe more, just by himself. So, really impressed with our group.
That's Coach Mike Budenholzer. Bucks win last night, 111-110. It was not that close. The Bucks, after a 19-0 run in the third quarter, actually took about a 30-point lead. They were up 108-77 with 8 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. They're up 108-77 with eight to go. They then emptied the bench and were outscored 24-3 the rest of the way. So they only won by 10.
Yeah, but if you're looking at ATS with the Bucks, if you've been gambling on the Bucks every night, man, you're a happy man because they're covering the spread every night.
Yeah, and if you had the over last night, you're very unhappy that it gave a point short.
What was it? Short?
213, okay. And it was 212.
Oh, geez.
I'm just saying if.
Yeah.
If that happened to
if,
you.
If you're one of those guys.
If you took the spread with the over, you ended up losing the money you bet.
You know, here's the deal. Giannis last night was saying after the game that a lot of guys in the team are tired. I played that soundbite during my update. He said they're just trying to make it to the All-Star break right now. And that's another thing, too. All these teams are battling fatigue at this point of the season, and the Bucks have some road games where they're going to be tested with that fatigue coming up. They've had a lot of home games, but now, you know, it's going to – four home games, I think it is, for the month of February, Bart, and that's going to be a test to these guys.
Yeah, they'll have some legs under them. They'll need to do their best to stay healthy and to stay rested, and that's why these blowouts are good so that you can empty the bench in the fourth quarter. It may hurt Giannis in the MVP race, which we'll talk about yet this hour, but it is good to see those guys get in. It's not good to see them get in and, you know, give up a 24-3 run,
yeah.
But it is good to see those guys get in. Let's get to John in Franklin. Again, Matt Velasquez, 705. What's up, John?
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, guys, I'm seeing both sides of this. I mean, we just went back over this. We were at the Heat game, and it's the sixth game my son and I have been to. And every single one of those games, they won. And by the third game, we had kind of, well, maybe the fourth game, we had kind of developed the system, you know, because they come out slow in the first quarter. They blow the thing open in the second quarter. So, like, we wait for everyone to start coming back to their seats at halftime, and then we cruise around for the whole third quarter, do the Panorama Club, go sit out on the balcony and talk about who they're going to match up with in the playoffs, and then go back into the fourth quarter to watch reserves finish things. And I have sat and thought the same thoughts. I'm like, man, this is almost, like, boring. But the thing is, we're not used to this. I don't ever remember this as a Bucks fan. Even with the big three, maybe the other teams were close. There were more teams that were competitive. Maybe we just weren't this good. I don't know what it is. But we got to enjoy it, guys, because we're going to have to make some tough decisions for the next couple of years on who's staying and who's going. So enjoy this ride, Bart, and you younger guys, everybody, just enjoy this thing. It's gonna. I know everybody wants this thing to be fulfilled, and we want to know that this is real. We're going to carry this to the finals. But we're not going to find that out till later, and it's a long way away. But let's just enjoy it, go with it, and see if Budenholzer can figure a way to lighten up the load on the main guys and keep going with the right balance of reserves and develop them. And let's see what happens this year.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, as the season goes on here, that end of that call there when he said, you know, Bud is going to have to manage these guys. And, you know, if you're hearing from Giannis that players on the team are tired, well, this is what being a coach is. You got to be able to manage that and make sure that since these guys aren't used to playing in April and May, Bart, and deep into the season and maybe into June, who knows, that these guys don't run out of gas by then.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. You're not just trying to get to the All-Star break or to the finish line of the regular season. If they go as far as I think they will go, that's another 2 months of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, guys like LeBron and all that, they're Steph Curry, they're used to playing all that extra basketball. These guys aren't, including Giannis. You know, they used a couple of weeks of extra basketball, but and they've done it a few times. But going into May and playing basketball to Memorial Day and all that when it's nice outside, yeah, you hate to, we hate to be sitting here thinking, okay, God, the Bucks had such a good team, but they ran out of gas. We don't want to be saying that in mid-May.
Yeah, see, okay, so if the playoffs started today, if the season ended today, then the I think the Bucks would be rested enough. I think they'd have no problem getting to the finals. But now you had 3 more months of wear and tear on those legs. Maybe that is a concern over the next couple.
But then other teams got to deal with it too.
Or remember the NBA playoffs last year? It's like everybody was hurt.
Yeah, I would say
all the stars were hurt.
Yep,
everybody was hurt.
That's the deal. See, that's part of it. Now here's where I disagree with you. If the playoffs ended today, I wouldn't say that the Bucks wouldn't have no problem getting the NBA finals. I mean, you're going to have some tough series.
Oh, sure.
With all these teams.
I don't see a team right now in the East that can beat them 4 out of 7 times.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not going to be full. They're not going to sweep all these games. There's going to be some tough matchups against the Raptors and some of these, you know, the Raptors.
No, and a team like the Hornets or the Nets or whoever, I mean, these teams can get hot and take the Bucks 6 or 7. I'm not saying that won't happen. I don't see them beating the Bucks 4 or 7 times.
Yeah, I was watching the Nets last night against Houston, and the way they battled in that game against the Rockets, despite Harden putting up all his points and everybody standing around and watching him. I mean, Brooklyn, they're going to be a tough out if they make the postseason.
Yeah, okay, I think that's where maybe if I have any anger today, it's stemming from that game, specifically James Harden, which we'll talk about momentarily. Matt Velasquez to join us just after 7. We'll talk some Badgers with Ben Wergel, 7:35. Mike Clemens joins us at 9:15 as well. Next Monday is one of the bigger days in my life, and hopefully yours. Bart's Breakfast Bonanza is back at Perkins. The breakfast deal we've been doing the last couple of years is back, only this time you get to pick what it's going to be. There's 3 choices. You can vote at 105.7 FM The Fan. It is the first tweet that you'll see on the page. 3 choices. You can vote for the fried chicken filet biscuit combo with the hash browns and eggs. You can vote for the sausage biscuit combo with the hash browns and eggs. Or you can vote for what it was last time, the 3 eggs, 4 pancakes, bacon, and hash browns. You can substitute sausage for bacon. You can substitute French toast for the pancakes. But that's what it was last time. It's just up to you guys. There's more choices to vote. And then starting on Monday, you'll get that meal at a discounted rate at Perkins. So go to 105.7 FM The Fan and vote on our Twitter page. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 105.7 FM The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart, that's Chuck. Matt Velasquez coming up 7:05. If there's a... Maybe, okay, so if I'm perceived as a little angry today, maybe there's a reason for that. James Harden, 58 points last night, 5 for 19 beyond the arc. The Rockets lose in overtime to the Nets, 145-142, but that doesn't matter because Harden put up a nice, shiny 50 points again. A couple of tweets that I put out last night as I was watching the Bucks and then trying to see how this Rockets game would finish out. I said NBA Twitter's all over Harden to get him another MVP. Giannis should be the MVP. But the narrative got stale, so the national media is being romanced by shiny 50-point losses. Help take the narrative back, Milwaukee. And then I said, what really irritates me is that something like this is so easy to see, but the national media is ignoring common sense. Instead, they are just tearing through Kleenex boxes and murdering old socks as they watch Harden's point totals.
Well, here's what people have to look at when Harden's putting up these big numbers. Is the team winning or losing?
They lost last night.
Yeah. He had his 58 points. Took some bad shots, too, in that. But I mean, he still got his 58 points. How many shots did he take? to get there. I feel like he shot every time he put
his
hands in. He
took 34 shots. He had 23 attempts from the free throw line.
Yeah. Now he gets to the line a lot because
58 points.
You know, they never call his offensive fouls. But, you know, he had the 58, but still his team lost.
Here's how the national media is spinning this narrative for Harden. A couple of tweets here. We say James Harden is out here doing it by himself. We're not kidding. None of James Harden's 115 points over the last two games have been assisted on. So when you see that stat, none of James Harden's 115 points over the last two games have been assisted on, what my mind thinks is, man, what a ball hog. He's playing all by himself. And what the national media thinks is, see, James Harden's got to do it by himself because the rest of the hey, he's just taking over.
Well,
everything that you can craft, they are spinning it to help get. If I do, I am not little Milwaukee man yells at national media guy a lot, but I almost feel like the national media is on the take to try to get Harden an MVP, and I don't understand it.
Oh well, I think if you look at the Bucks and you look at Houston, who's going to last longer in the postseason? Who's got a better chance of going to the finals? Of course it's the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right. Let Harden get tired. Let Harden be exhausted.
Sure.
Let him play 40 minutes a game so by the time if they make the playoffs, he's got nothing under him.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Giannis out there for 40 minutes just to win an MVP. We were just talking about, you know, you got to rest up for the playoffs. So take him out of the fourth quarter as much as you can. If it's going to cost him an MVP, it's going to cost him an MVP. I don't like how it seems like it's been decided in January that because Harden put up a couple of 50 spots, he gets it.
I don't know if it's been decided because Giannis has been getting a lot of attention. I mean, he's averaging 27 points a game.
Right,
he's
was, and then it got boring and stale, so now they found a new.
Yeah, no, I still think though the Giannis train is still alive and well. And if someone is going to look at this, if Giannis leads them to one of the top two or three records in the East, and still and doesn't win MVP, and you know that's just it would be like Council not winning Manager of the Year in baseball. I mean, it's just you can't. I mean, if some of these guys are going to vote that way, then they don't really know. They really don't understand basketball.
No, to me, giving Harden the MVP over Giannis would be like giving Baez the MVP over Yelich.
If you want to go that way, okay.
That's what it would feel like to me, where Yelich was clearly more deserving.
Okay,
but.
I'll buy that.
Bigger
yeah.
market and that kind of
Which
stuff.
Would be ridiculous to go that way because anybody who's watched both teams play, and I've seen Houston here the last couple of weeks. They've been on TV and just watched this game last night after the Bucks. And yeah, it's just, but yeah, that team would be nothing without Harden, but where would the Bucks be without Giannis too? They wouldn't be the best team in the NBA.
So, I mean, even if there's a conversation to be had, let it play out. Don't try to win the MVP for Harden, and I'm talking to everybody that has a blue check mark when I say that.
Well,
it's Chuck and Winkler.
I wouldn't get bogged down. I mean, you can do what you want. I don't get all bogged down with the MVP race like you do. I care more about this team getting the best record and being healthy and getting into the postseason.
Which maybe I'm focused on the MVP thing because some of these blowouts are boring me. So maybe I've turn my attention to that. Again, I'm not going to dwell on this, but we will talk to Matt Velasquez about these blowouts, what it means, if getting that rest is important, if they are thinking about that right now, as the Bucks continue to play some very excellent basketball. They're 32-12. That's good for the best winning percentage in all of the NBA. Matt Velasquez, Journal Sentinel, he joins us next, and your first chance at $1,000 today straight ahead as well here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.